11 minutes after 7 o'clock. Still to come on the program, we'll be joined by Trudy Bone, who's the executive director of the Social Development Center. That coming up in just a few minutes. But up next, according to a new TripAdvisor survey, one in three travelers are expecting to pay more to travel this summer. Whether it's higher airfare or premium hotel prices, the added expense can certainly put a strain on anyone's vacation budget. But my next guest says that that does not have to be the case. He is a travel expert. He is Russell Hannon. He has been featured on a number of television and radio programs. He's also the author of Stop Dreaming, Start Traveling, The Ultimate Guide to Traveling More and Spending Less. And Mr. Hannon joins us on the telephone. Good evening to you.
Great to be here. Thank you for having me.
Not at all. Appreciate you you joining us. Give us a sense of what's behind this feeling, or perhaps it's a reality that travel this summer is in fact going to cost us more.
Well, you know what? It's getting harder to know the true cost of a trip until you actually get home and look at your credit card statement. And really, if you could see inside the mind of a travel operator, they know that you decide whether or not you can afford a trip based on the posted fare that you look at online. So really, the game that's happening is how do we increase our profits and our revenues without tinkering with those posted fares? So that's why you're starting to see this entire trend toward surcharges and discretionary fees that are all tacked on to your trip. So basically, that's really what's driving a lot of this. And unfortunately, that trend will probably continue until government regulation puts in place bare minimum standards in terms of transparency.
Mm-hmm. Now, in your book and your general message, anytime that you and I have chatted, is that, in fact, there are ways for people to save a substantial amount of money when it comes to traveling. In fact, I think in the book you say that people can travel in many cases 4 to 5 times more on the same budget.
It sounds outrageous, but it really isn't. It just travels an industry that charges, on average, 5 times the local cost of living. So if you just take the average three-star hotel that goes for maybe $160 a night compared to a one-bedroom apartment down the street that rents out for $900 a month or $30 a night, you're paying 5 times more than a local who lives there. Same thing with eating out at restaurants 3 times a day while traveling. That can add up to 5 times your grocery bill. So a lot of things, living like a local, considering inexpensive alternatives to hotels, and we've never had more inexpensive alternatives to choose from, ironically at the same time that hotels are as expensive as they've ever been. One example, with summer starting right now, thousands of universities all over the world have empty dormitories, and you can actually stay in a lot of these dormitories that are looking to offset their operating costs in the summer. And the best deal of the year last year was University of London in London, England, had a £35 a night bed and breakfast, which is just a few stops in the tube from the West End Theater District. And there's even a website where you can see listings of university rooms for the summer. That's universityrooms.com. So that's just one example of how you can easily find inexpensive alternatives to hotels so that you don't have to pay the going rate.
What, in your opinion, is the most expensive mistake that that travelers usually make?
I mean, ironically, it's the first decision you make when planning your trip. It's where and when you decide to go. Quite often, that's to the same places that everyone else wants to go at the same time, holidays, long weekends, etc. So what I really recommend is having a long-term travel plan and making a list of the top 10 places you want to visit and prioritize the one that's least expensive to visit now. From a vacation perspective, there's no one spot on Earth that's so amazing that no other one will do. And over the years, you're going to see a number of different places. So right now, prioritize places where you have friends and family that you can stay with. Also places where you have a currency advantage as opposed to maybe a disadvantage. So alternatives to top destinations in the United States, for example. So those are some simple strategies that you can use to travel inexpensively right away.
Summer travel, of course, many folks are either already have plans in place or are certainly thinking of what to do in the summertime. Is there a better time to book, let's say, airfare, for example, or even hotels when it comes to summer travel?
Well, you know, I see that question quite a bit, and that coming up in the news. And this was a topic at the New York Times travel show this year, actually. A big travel expert, very well-known, Johnny Jeth, actually spoke about that. And he said he felt that really it's a myth that there is no real one-size-fits-all best time to book travel. Now, there are some windows, generally, for domestic travel. And for pricing, I really bucket the United States and Canada together with that. Usually, you want to be looking a couple months out, on average as a rule of thumb, maybe 6 to 10 weeks out. Now, if you're going on international travel, the rule of thumb, that number gets much higher. Quite often they talk about 5 to 7 months out. But quite often, if you try to get a hard and fast number, there's so many variables involved that it really is a moving target. And as soon as you think you nail it, there's some variables that change that really mix that up again.
You're listening to KW Magazine on FM 98.5 CKWR. Russell Hannon is our guest. He's an ultra-economical travel expert. His website is breakthetravelbarrier.com. He is the author of Stop Dreaming, Start Traveling, The Ultimate Guide to Traveling More and Spending Less. You keep your finger on the pulse of all things travel. What are some of the latest trends out there when it comes to travel?
Well, you know what? A lot of companies are trying to lure people back to their websites. So the airlines and the hotels are trying to eliminate the middlemen, and they're offering incentives to book directly with them. So additional points through their loyalty programs, more flexible terms, and those sorts of things. So that's a trend that is happening right now. And also, a lot of companies are looking to offset their advertising costs by extending into your social media network. And a great website for superb deals on hotels is TravelPony.com. Now, you don't hear about them much because they don't spend much on advertising, but you can get amazing rates. But a condition to get their rock-bottom fare is you've got to share your booking with your social media network, so, for example, on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And it'll say, okay, well, John got a night at this hotel for this price. And then that really starts the word of mouth. People see that, and they say, wow, you know, I didn't know I could get such good prices on that website. There's also some cases with selfies. There's something else called, we're calling it a braggy now, where some hotels are offering incentives if you'll actually post a selfie of yourself and tag yourself at their location so that your friends can actually see where you are. So these are ways that companies are looking to move away from traditional advertising to reach the audiences or their target market inexpensively.
Give us a quick thumbnail sketch of Stop Dreaming, Start Traveling.
Well, my background is really I use lean principles to travel at a fraction of the going rate. So really what that means is leverage best websites with credit card travel benefits and corporate rates and best price guarantees and price drop protection. And I leverage them all together and put them together in little processes so you can quickly and easily find the best and least expensive options for you. So actually, that my corporate background really ties into that, and I apply that toward all these travel resources that are out there to overcome that overwhelming feeling of there's so much out there and I don't really know where to go, where to start, or whether it's worth the effort. Am I going to save some money doing this? Mm-hmm. So ultimately, it gives you everything that you need to beat the best online fare, find free places to stay, get around roaming fees, not have to pay roaming fees again, get around check bag fees, and how to do that all on the same trip.
I have about 30 seconds left. What's the what is the best deal that you've ever gotten on travel?
Well, a lot of it was leveraging business travel, actually, where I've stockpiled a lot of points through business travel that I've used for my personal trips. Also leveraging friends of the family. My mother took in a medical student here in Canada, and in return, actually, his parents had a bed and breakfast in Monaco that I stayed at. I just had to pay the cleaning fees. So Monaco, a very expensive place. And so that's an example of leveraging your personal contacts while you can, because those opportunities might not always be there. So by being creative and taking advantage of your personal opportunities, you can certainly travel economically.
The book is titled Stop Dreaming, Start Traveling, The Ultimate Guide to Traveling More and Spending Less. The website is breakthetravelbarrier.com. Russell, always a pleasure to chat with you. Thank you so much.
Happy travels.
All right, all the best. Russell Hannon is an ultra-economical travel expert, the author of Stop Dreaming, Start Traveling. Again, that website is breakthetravelbarrier.com.